Tommy Smith was a happily married man. This successful businessman had snagged himself a gorgeous trophy wife. Lindsay, a 26-year-old blonde bombshell, was his devoted wife. They were approaching their fifth wedding anniversary and planned to carry on a tradition they had been enjoying each and every year on that date. As a gift to her husband, each year Lindsay would perform whatever sexual fantasy her husband requested. Their anniversary weekend itinerary would go exactly like this. On Friday afternoon, Tommy would send his lovely bride an email with his specific fantasy. Later that evening, Lindsay would meet her husband in the same 5-star hotel room in which they spent their honeymoon. From the moment she walked through the door, she would spend the next 48 hours making her husband's sexual dreams come true. Each year it would be something different. One year, Tom's email instructed Lindsay to bring food items to place on his body and lick and eat it off. As promised, his beautiful wife spent the entire weekend licking, sucking, and eating whipped cream, honey, and chocolate sauce off of every single square inch of his body. No matter what perverted sexual act, the sexy wife happily did as her husband requested, no questions asked. One year, Tommy wanted his wife tied to the bed and under his complete control. So, like the devoted wife, Lindsay spent the next 2 days bound to the bed as her hubby used her body like a submissive fuck toy. Another year, Mr. Smith's email request was to have his wife role play as a domineering mom, sexually punishing him. Of course, Lindsay agreed, and she transformed herself into a ball-busting, domineering mom who literally had her little boy by the balls. Last year's fantasy was to have a 3-way, and as Tommy was waiting in the same hotel room, he was greeted by his wife and another beautiful woman, and Mr. Smith's dream came true as he had sex with both gorgeous women the entire weekend. As their 5th anniversary approached, Lindsay was wondering what Tommy had planned this year. Tommy Smith was one lucky man. He had a young, hot wife who aimed to please her husband, especially on their anniversary. And he was also a very successful businessman, Fortune 500. Of course, like any business tycoon, Tommy had made quite a few enemies, people he'd stepped on as he climbed the corporate ladder. One of those was a young black man named Rodney, just one of Tommy's subordinates, a low-level employee whom he bossed around and spoke down to. Long story short, there was racial tension and name-calling, and Rodney was fired. There was a lawsuit, which of course the black man lost. His white boss laughed at him in court. The black man swore revenge. Revenge came 2 days ago when Rodney remembered his old boss once bragging about his wife's anniversary gift. It was simple. Rodney broke into his former place of business, and while the rest of the office was gone for the weekend, Tommy was there late, ready to email his wife with his annual sex fantasy. Rodney ambushed his white nemesis, knocked him out, and now was in control. The black man could email Tommy's wife, and she would do whatever he wanted. It was the ultimate revenge. The black man was in total control. So after a few minutes, Rodney decided just what to do, as he sent Lindsay an email she thought was written by her white husband. The email read like this: "My dearest wife, this year my fantasy is to be humiliated, degraded, and sissified by my beautiful wife and a well-hung nigger. Yes, Lindsay, I want you and a black man to make me your bitch, your slave, your sissy cuckold. Honey, when you walk into our honeymoon suite this evening, you will find me, your husband, on my knees, with my hands and feet tied together, and a huge ball gag in my mouth. I will be unable to speak the entire weekend. Standing next to me will be a man, a black man, a big black man, a big horse-hung black man. Lindsay, I want you to humiliate me all weekend. Use that big black cock to put me in my place. I want you to love and worship that big nigger dick and laugh as you give me the most degrading small penis humiliation. Remind me how superior the black man is compared to me. Lindsay, do not take the ball gag out of my mouth for the entire weekend. Although I might look horrified by this humiliation, it is my fantasy to be dominated by my wife and a big, fat nigger cock. So if I try to speak with that ball gag, you will just hear, so please, honey, when you hear me trying to scream, or see me shed a tear, or look afraid, you are fulfilling my fantasy. Keep it up and humiliate me more. Lindsay, you and that black cock own me. Do whatever the nigger asks. Be his bitch, his slut, his fuck toy. Please, my darling wife, spend the whole weekend in front of your tied and gagged husband and worship that big black donkey dick. At the end of the weekend, when that black stud leaves the hotel, leave me gagged and bound for another 3 hours as you remind me what has transpired the last 48 hours. Laugh at me and recall how this nigger treated you like a little fuck toy and me as his little sissy bitch. And that, honey, is the anniversary gift I wish to have this year." Now that Rodney wrote and sent that email to Lindsay, the black man was about to get his revenge, and then some. Tommy was knocked out, so the black man drove to the honeymoon suite. When the unsuspecting white man came to, he was tied up with a giant ball gag in his mouth and on his knees. He recognized the hotel, but he had no idea how he got there, or the fact that his devoted wife had received an email she thought was from her husband about him being humiliated by his wife and a black man. The black man, Rodney, was standing next to him, wearing a robe. Poor, helpless white boy looked up and recognized Rodney as that dumb nigger that he fired. All of a sudden, Tommy started to realize what was happening. This black man had tied him, gagged him, and was seeking the revenge he sought for years. Tom's white trophy wife was about to arrive, and he was unable to tell her that they were merely pawns to this vengeful nigger. Quite simply, the black man was in control. With her husband gagged and Rodney choosing not to speak, only to smile, we hear only Lindsay's voice for the next 48 hours. She wastes no time and immediately begins this role-play fantasy, unwittingly aiding in the black man's revengeful scheme. And so Tom's weekend from hell began when Lindsay arrived at the hotel and opened the door. Happy anniversary, honey!
No, no, no!
Look at you tied up on your knees, like the helpless little white bitch you are.
Stop, honey, please, stop.
And look at this fine stud of a black man towering over you. Just what I always wanted, a black lover to do to me the things that you and your tiny little white dick just can't do.
No, stop, that would not be good.
What's that, Tommy? I can't understand you with that big ball gag in your mouth. Just as well. Pathetic white boys should be seen and not heard. Let me remove my jacket. Look, my dear husband, I am wearing your favorite lingerie. How does it make you feel, looking at my hot body, knowing it's off limits to you? That's right, Tommy. I belong to the black man. Because the black man is better than you. Much, much better. No use wasting time, Mr. Black Stud. Why don't you remove your robe and show me and my pathetic husband what kind of a cock you're working with? Holy shit! Would you look at the size of that fucking thing? Yeah, white boy, it's big. Look at it, bitch. It's enormous. You have been a racist son of a bitch your entire life. Is this the reason why? Because black men have big cocks? Because niggers are hung like fucking horses? Look, just look at what being a man is all about. How does it make you feel looking at a big, fat nigger dick? What are you saying? You feel inferior next to that giant nigger dick? I bet you do, white boy. I mean, seriously. He is soft, yet it's at least 3 times bigger than your little cock hard. Tell me, Tommy, what's more humiliating? Coming to grips with the fact that the black man's cock is superior to yours, or the fact that your wife is drooling at the sight of that big black horse cock. Either way, you must be humiliated. I have to admit, this is every white girl's dream. An enormous black dick. Let me hold it in my hand. Oh, wow. It's so fucking big. I can't get my hand around it. The word ginormous comes to mind. Stop staring at this big black donkey dick for 1 second, Tommy. And look up at this black man. Look at him smile. He is smirking at you because he's got it all. He's got you tied up like a bitch. He's got your wife ready to do as he says. And most importantly, he's got a giant piece of black man meat swinging between his legs. A cock that is large and in charge. And look at his balls, white boy. What's that, hubby? You do notice them. I bet you do. They are freaking huge. Giant black balls. Enormous black testicles. That nigger has a huge set of balls. And how emasculating is it to see your wife fondle a big black nutsack right in front of your face? You must admit that the black man is superior. You have balls the size of marbles. And that nigger has balls the size of grapefruits. Just face it, white boy. Literally and figuratively, the black man has bigger balls. Good Lord, do you see what's happening? As I stroke this black dick and caress this nigger's elephant-sized balls, he is getting harder, harder and bigger. I can't make out what you're saying, but I can see it in your eyes. You are intimidated by the size of that black cock. You feel emasculated as you watch that big black donkey dick grow harder and harder right in front of your face. And how disgraced do you feel knowing your own wife is getting wet at the sight of this erect black cock? It's such a turn-on feeling this big nigger dick grow in my hands. Look up at him, Tommy. He's smiling ear to ear. And why not? He should be proud. His extremely large black dick is rock hard. You look embarrassed, honey. What's wrong? Are you ashamed of your little secret? Should I share your secret with our black stud? Oh, why not? Mr. Black Man, my husband can't get it up. That's right, this captain of industry, this successful businessman, can't get his cock hard. Oh, shut up, Tommy. I will tell the whole world. My white husband has a limp dick. A very small limp dick. You should cry, bitch. 5 years of marriage, and you can't give your wife the hard dick she needs. And how embarrassing it must be for you. A white racist son of a bitch who can't get it up, and you are forced to stare at this oversized black cock that is as hard as steel. How you must envy that big, hard, throbbing nigger dick. Even with Viagra and all these erectile dysfunction drugs, you white boys are cursed with limp dicks. But black men are blessed with rock-hard cocks. Black men are virile with robust erections. Niggers are blessed with hard-ons that last for hours and hours. It's just the way nature intended it to be. White boys can't get it up. And black guys can get it up and keep it up all the time. Of course, it's not enough to just talk about how superior black men are, my dear husband. As a white woman, I need to show admiration to this alpha black man for having such a huge set of balls and a giant nigger dick that is rock hard around the clock. Yes, Tommy, I need to show my respect to this bull of a man. I need to fall to my knees and kiss his nigger cock. You heard me, white boy. I am going to kiss that big black horse cock right in front of you. Sorry, bitch. It's only right that I honor Black Dick by kissing every inch, every gorgeous inch. It's my duty to lick those big nigger balls. And what better way to pay tribute than for me to get down on my knees and kiss that black ass? Oh, shut the fuck up, white boy, and look at this. Look at this enormous black dick. Now look at your wife's lips. These full, pouty, cocksucker red lips. Oh, that's beautiful. I adore this nigger dick. Shut up and watch, Tommy. Get a look at the head of this black cock. This bulbous black dickhead. The head of his cock is bigger than your entire little white dick. Humiliating, isn't it, white boy? Watching your wife kiss a black man's cock. Well, the party is just getting started. Let me work my way down the shaft of this big nigger cock. Oh, so much black dick. I am in heaven. So much cock. So much to lick and kiss. I am an oral servant to this black god. This dick is incredible. Tell me, Mr. Black Man, how long is your cock? Oh, that's right. You just want to keep quiet and smile as you cuckold and humiliate my husband. Just nod your head when I guess how long your dick is. Now, my wimp of a husband has a tiny 3-inch dick. Your black penis is far bigger and superior. I bet your black dick is every bit of 10 inches, correct? Yes. Bigger than 10? Is it bigger than 11? Yes. Shut up, white boy. Is it bigger than 12? Yes. Oh, my God. Are you serious? I am lucky enough to be kissing over a foot of black cock. Okay, so you are telling me that you have a cock that is 13 inches long? What? It's bigger than 13? 14? You have a 14-inch black dick? What? You have a nigger cock bigger than 14? This is unbelievable. Is it? Could it be? Mr. Black Bull Stud, are you blessed with a 15-inch nigger cock? Yes? 15 inches? 15 fucking inches? Well, what else can I say other than... Tommy, we are in the presence of greatness. A well-built black man with a 15-inch dick. It's only fitting that he has us both on our knees. Me, worshipping his black horsecock, and you, humiliated by the fact that he is so freaking huge. How embarrassing for you, Tommy. You must feel, well, 3 inches tall. Poor white boy. you lose, and the black man wins. It's survival of the biggest. And what kind of black man slut would I be if I did not pay my respects to those big nigger balls? Those cum-filled black balls deserve to be kissed and licked. Do you feel ashamed watching your wife lick a black man's balls? You should be ashamed, my dear husband. You know, if you had a 15-inch dick, I would lick your balls, too. But once again, it's survival of the biggest. The black man has very, very big balls. Therefore, the black man wins. Again. And what better way to bow to the black man's superior status than to kiss his ass? I still can't make out what you're saying, hubby. Did you say yes? Kiss the black man's ass? Okay, you got it. Oh, please, you black stud, I will do anything you say. Please, fuck me. Please, I am begging you, please. Fuck me. Please, make me your nigger fuck toy. Please, I submit. Look at me. I am on my knees kissing your black ass and begging like a dog for that 15-inch mandingo cock. Please, sir, please. Are those tears I see? Look at you, Tommy, crying like a little girl. Just the sight of a so-called man pouting like a bitch makes me want to slap your face. Wow, now there's an idea. Punishing you for crying like a little sissy bitch by slapping your face. And since you are on your knees, face to face with a big fat nigger cock, why shouldn't I humiliate you further? I am going to slap you across the face with this 15-inch black anaconda. Yes, that's what I'm going to do. Let me grab this cock by the base and swing it right across your face. You little sissy white boy. I want it to hurt, sissy boy. This is your punishment. Getting slapped by a big black horse cock. You are going to be humiliated and literally beat by a big nigger dick. This big nigger is here to teach you a lesson. This is so much fun for me. Unfortunately, it sucks to be you, white boy. I mean, it can't get more degrading. Being bound and gagged as your wife takes her black lover's enormous cock and smacks you across the face with it. Take it, bitch! How does it make you feel being bitch-slapped by a huge black dick? How does it feel, Tommy? How does it feel to be spanked by a 15-inch nigger cock? How emasculating! How humiliating! Being disciplined by a big, fat, black cock. Being beat by a black man's humongous dick. Damn right you're sorry, white boy. Take your medicine, you racist son of a bitch. Submit, white boy, submit. Submit to the giant nigger dick. That's a good little sissy boy. 48 hours later. Well, Tom, the weekend has come to an end. I hope you enjoyed your anniversary gift. I did exactly what your email requested. I gave you the small penis humiliation you desired. I admired the outrageous size of nigger dick. I not only made you stare and respect that 15-inch black cock, but I slapped you in the face with it. And I allowed this nigger and his incredible horse cock to treat me like his personal set of fuckholes, like a white slut, a fuck toy for nigger dick. And now, like you asked, 3 hours after he left me, fucked senseless, and 3 hours after he left you, tied up, cuckolded, and humiliated, it's time to remove your ball gag and untie you. Tell me, hubby, did you enjoy your anniversary? What? What? He did what? He is your enemy. What? He tricked us. What? He knocked you out and wrote the email. What? This was revenge? What? There's no catching him. He's got a 3-hour head start. What? Do you mean this black guy just used, abused, humiliated, and degraded us? And his 15-inch monster cock will forever be in the back of our minds? Oh my God!